smell held sway in the tunnels. When things went well, everyone felt good. When fear arrived, it flowed through the runs like floodwater. Panic in the rat world was a kind of disease that could be caught too easily. Things did not get any better when they caught up with the rest of his squad. This time they'd found a new poison.
"Not a worry," said Darktan, who was worried. "We've come across new poisons before, right?"
"Not for ages," said a rat. "Remember that one in Scroat with the sparkly blue bits? It burned if you got it on your feet. People ran into it before they knew."
"They've got that here."
"You'd better come and see."
In one of the tunnels, a rat was lying on its side. Its feet were curled up tight, like fists. It was whimpering. Darktan took one look and knew that for this rat, it was all over. It was only a matter of time. For the rats back in Scroat, it had been a matter of horrible time.
"I could bite her in the back of the neck," a rat volunteered. "It'd be all over quickly."
"It's a kind fault, but that stuff gets into the blood," said Darktan. "Find a snapper trap that hasn't been made safe. Do it carefully."
"Put a rat in a trap, sir," said Nourishing.
"Yes. Better die fast than slow."
"Even so, it's..."
The rat who had volunteered to do the gnawing started to protest. The hairs around Darktan's face stood out. He reared up and showed his teeth.
"Do what you're told, or I'll gnaw you," he roared.
The other rat crouched back.
"All right, Darktan, all right."
"And warn all the other squads," Darktan bellowed. "This isn't rat catching, this is war. Everyone's to pull back smartly. No one touch anything. We're going to..." "Yes, what is it this time?"
A small rat had crept up to Darktan. As the trap hunter spun round, the rat crouched hurriedly, almost rolling on its back to show how small and harmless it was.
"Please, sir," it mumbled.
"Yes."
"This time we've found a live one."
Chapter 6. There were big adventures and small adventures, Mr. Bunsey knew. You didn't get told what size they were going to be before you started. Sometimes you could have a big adventure even when you were standing still. From Mr. Bunsey Has an Adventure.
"Hello? Hello, it's me. And I'm going to give the secret knock now."
There were three knocks on the stable door, and then Melissa's voice rose again with, "Hello? Did you hear the secret knock?"
"Perhaps you'll go away if we keep quiet," said Keith in the straw.
"I shouldn't think so," said Morris.
He raised his voice and called out,
"We're up here."
"You've still got to give the secret knock," shouted Melissa.
Oh, said
Morris under his breath. And fortunately, no human knows how bad a swear word that is in cat language.
"Look, this is me, okay? A cat which talks? How will you recognize me? Shall I wear a red carnation?"
"I don't think you're a proper talking cat anyway," said Melissa, climbing the ladder.
She was still wearing black and had bundled up her hair under a black scarf. She also had a big bag slung from her shoulder.
"Gosh, she's got that right," said Morris.
"I mean, you don't wear boots and a sword and have a big hat with a feather in it," said the girl, pulling herself into the loft.
Morris gave her a long stare.
"Boots?" he said at last. "On these paws?"
"Oh, it was in a picture in a book I read," said Melissa calmly. "A silly one for children, full of animals that dressed up as humans."
It crossed Morris's cat mind, and not for the first time, that if he moved fast, he could be out of the city in 5 minutes and onto a barge or something. Once, when he was no more than a kitten, he'd been taken home by a small girl who dressed him up in doll's clothes and sat him at a small table with a couple of dolls and 3/4 of a teddy bear. He'd managed to escape through an open window, but it had taken him all day to get out of the dress. That girl could have been Melissa. She thought animals were just people who hadn't been paying enough attention.
"I don't do clothes," he said.
It wasn't much of a line, but it was probably better than saying, "I think you're a loony."
"Could be an improvement," said Melissa. "It's nearly dark. Let's go. We shall move like cats."
"Oh, right," said Morris. "I expect I can do that."
Although, he thought a few minutes later, No cats ever moved like Melissa. She obviously thought that it was no good looking inconspicuous unless people could see that you were being inconspicuous.